Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. What a great day it is. It's the great day to praise the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We are grateful. We hear the baby in the background. He knows he's going to sing with his sister. We thank God for him. We thank God for the children. It's time to pray. We got to pray. We got to praise. We got to honor the Father. He's the mighty God. Oh, my God. Don't you know the God that we serve is the God of impossibilities? There's nothing that he can't do. He can do all things. And you know what he said? He said we can do all things through him because he strengthens us to do them. So when we got something to do, we say, Lord, help us, Lord. So I thank you for coming on today. We thank God for each that are on. We thank God for the children. He's a mighty God, a holy God. And he says that the children are part of the kingdom. Yeah, not just grown-ups, children too. He said train them up in the way they should go. So when they are old, they won't depart from it. They'll be praising, they'll be honoring, they'll be singing, giving God glory. Glory to his name. Glory, glory to the King of Kings, the Almighty God. So listen up. That each of you came on with us today. Oh, my God, we serve the Almighty Father, the King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He loves the children. He said, allow the children to come unto him and don't stop them. He said they are part of the kingdom as well. So we are grateful that you joined us today to pray for the children of the world. Our children are in trouble. Notice every time you listen to the news, every time you open the, Facebook to it, there's always bad. But we got to read the good news of the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we got to listen to the children. The children today need prayer. The children today cannot let your children to the house without prayer. Don't leave, let your children go to bed without prayer. Consulting our God. He's the one who created them. He's the one who's watching over them. He's the one who's protecting them. But you got to call on his name. Make sure they're covered. Yes, make sure they're covered. Well, we have Adelaide on with us today. She's 5 years young. And Adelaide can sing and pray. Good afternoon, Adelaide.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I always love to hear your voice. That tragedy in the back.
I always love to hear your voice. Is that my brother?
Yes.
Yep, that's my brother.
That's your brother. Okay, give him a hug for him.
Okay.
You going to sing?
Yes.
Okay.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will say, it's our day. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus.
Go ahead.
kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Amen. Hey, that was awesome. Awesome, awesome. I believe Dad is on. Are you on? Dad, are you on to the radio with us?
Yes, I'm here. Advertising.
Look, stay on the phone. I'm going to hook you in right now.
All right. I'm listening to her. That is.
All right, all right. We thank God for Adelie, for her family who's teaching her the word of God. Oh, while she's young, she still have great peace in the world. We thank God. Is that your dad, Adelie? All right, he may not be on right. Hello? Yes? Okay. Well, he can't right at the moment. He may be working, but we thank God for him. We thank God for Adam. Father, in the name of Jesus, your daughter Adam, for life. We thank Father that knows your name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing in Adelie, Lord. We ask you to continually walk with Adelie, talk with her, be a lamp and a light to her pathway in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you for everyone who came on today, those who are listening, those who are can pray. We thank God for all of you. We love you, and God loves you even more. So we thank God for Adelie singing that song and praying. She's a mighty child of the Most High God. The Bible says train them up, so her father and her mother are training her up and her grandmother in the way that she should go. So we thank God for Allie. We have Sister Julia on with us now, Minister Julia from down South Florida. Good afternoon, Minister Julia. How are you?
Good afternoon. Today, I just thank God for being on the air today for the prayer line for the children all over the world. And before Joe come on the air, I just want to read a scripture from 100 Psalms.
Okay.
Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter to his gate with thanksgiving and to his court with praises. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. I will have Joe sing for us and pray. Pray first, Joe.
Praise to God. Oh, yeah, I got my
pray.
Praise to God and the Lord. And I look upon the glory of God. I really pray. And the power of the Lord and the God. Is God and the Lord in the hand. And I pray, my sister, the Lord and the God. Hallelujah, pray. Come out just in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, pray. Is God and the Lord. And the blood of my Jesus and the Lord and the God. Hallelujah, pray. And the Lord and the God. Hallelujah, pray. And the God in the hand and the God. Praise the God and the Lord. Lord, a tree and a stone of rainy and stars. Power and glory to the God. Amen.
Amen. You going to sing for us?
Let's see.
Come on, Chip.
Jesus Christ in the house. Jesus Christ in the house.
Amen.
Come on, child. And the precious Lord.
Amen.
And the nobody, even the dark Lord. I'm going to say it first. Come on, child.
Amen.
And the precious Lord. Slap your hands, jump your foot.
Amen. 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 Lord, keep us covered under your precious blood and don't break the circle in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Everything that has breath.
Well, praise the
Lord.
Lord.
Everything has breath.
Well, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Let the words from my mouth and the meditation
of my heart
be accepted
by sight.
Oh, Lord.
Lord.
My strength and my redeemer.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. Father God, we just thank you for Minister Julia, for her nephew Joe, for her great-grandsons who were on last week. We thank you for blessing them in safety, peace, and protection. We thank you that they are growing up with the word of God written on the tables of their heart, that they would not sin against you. We thank you that they will not stray, but they will always be faithful to you all the days of their lives. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for leading them by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, bless the whole family, the father, the mother, the children, the grandmother, especially Minister Julia, their great-great-grandmother, oh God. So we bless and honor you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we have Minister Vivian on with us. She's hosting today. We thank God for her. And good afternoon, Minister Julia. I mean, Vivian, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, we have two mighty men of God on today that's going to be praying. Apostle Thomas Jones. Apostle Thomas Jones. And Brother James Burden. Brother James Burden. They're going to be praying. And I'm on. I'm looking to see if anyone else is on that's going to be joining us in prayer. But right now, I don't see anyone else, but we are ready when you get ready.
I praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So grateful and glad to be among the saints and to pray for the children once more and again. I call it a blessing from the Lord. Hallelujah. For what he has done. Because he has done great things for us. So I am going to ask Apostle Jones to pray for the children in St. Jude over sickness and disease that they may have in St. Jude.
Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you're doing in this season, in this hour. And Father, we ask a special blessing upon the children that are in the St. Jude facilities. Some of these babies have been diagnosed with cancer of different types. Father, even before they got an opportunity to get started. But nevertheless, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Now, Father, you're able. You're an able God. And so, Father, we ask that you would give a divine look over these hospitals and every bed, every ward. And Lord, that you would supernaturally touch these children. Father, from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet, we curse disease, we curse cancer and diabetes, high blood pressure. Father, we come against infirmity. We curse the spirit of infirmity over these babies. And we ask, Lord, that you would cover them, protect them. Father, protect their parents, watch over their parents, encourage them, give them strength. Make them to know that you're God and you're God all by yourself. In spite of technology and doctors, Lord, we know the true strength, the true healing, the true divine healing comes from above. And so, Father, we declare and decree blessings and healing over these children. that are in these institutions of St. Jude. Oh, God, have your way, Father. Have your way. Bless these babies in the name of Jesus. Amen. And bless God.
Well, thank
Amen.
You. Uh-huh. But Brother James, pray for the children of Israel and Ukraine that are living in fear.
And Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing, even in their lives, that eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard. Father, we just lift up, Lord God, those youths right now, from the youngest right now, even to the elders, that those that's dealing with that trauma and those that's dealing with the PTSD, those that's dealing with, Lord God, the loss of their loved ones right now, Lord God, and even seeing their friends, Lord God, losing their lives right now, Lord God, that Father, allow them to take on the mind of you. And Lord, you will restore whatever the moth, locust, the canker worm, and the farmer will be eaten. But Father, continue, Lord God, give them, Lord God, the ability to dream dreams and see visions right now. But do heal them, Lord God, of those wounds of the past right now. Even, Lord God, what they're dealing with right now. We know that you are greater, and greater is he that's in them. So, Lord, we just pray that you would do add a super to that natural, that you would give them rest, that you would hide them up under your wings in your tent, protecting the children from all hurt, harm, danger, evil that try to come near their dwelling right now, Lord God, that you would continue to keep them because you are the lift of their bow down head. But, Lord, I ask right now, Lord God, that you would add a super to their natural right now, Lord God. But we know that it's nothing too hard for you. We know that you would add the super to their natural right now, Lord God. But, Father, calls a turnaround right now. Father, calls a way of escape right now, Lord God, that those that's in harm's way right now, Lord God, that you would continue to restore and rebuild right now, resuscitate. And, Father, hallelujah, that you would move like never before in every area of their life. Father, we just pray for healing right now, Lord God, even in their spirit right now. And, Father, those that's low in spirit, and, Father, that you would heal them right now, Lord God. Father, hallelujah, even those things that's been any pain or any thing that's been afflicted upon them right now, Lord God, that you would, Lord God, that you would bandage those wounds right now, Lord God, but do something with them, but give them instructions right now. Father, I'll make a way out of no way. I thank you right now for greater, Lord, that you will cause a greater way of escape for each and every one of them right now, Lord God. And Father, we cover them in the blood of Jesus. Father, even from the infants right now, Lord God, and Father, I decree and declare that they shall not die by that sword of the streets, but you would raise them up even in such a time like this, even in that time of chaos and pandemonium and panic right now, Lord God, that you would raise up those prophets and raise up those priests and raise up the bishops and the prophets, raise up right now, Lord God, those mighty men and women of God, Lord God, that will speak your word with a level of authority and boldness. They will not look at the faces of the people right now, but they will speak with, thus says the Lord, and it will be raised up right now to be a mighty army right now and a mighty mouthpiece, Father, even in such a time like this. So I thank you right now for the restoration and the peace in Jesus' name.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. All right. Sister G, pray for those children that has been placed in orphanage because they had no parent left.
Okay. Before I pray, I'm going to ask Bishop Jones, is Mandela and Obadiah on?
Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. What's your name?
Good.
What's your name?
Mandela.
My name is Mandela. This is my brother, Obadiah.
Okay. All right. Y'all gonna read a scripture? What you gonna do today?
We're just gonna greet y'all.
Okay.
And so it's not that. It is nice to be here with you, Sister Jean. Is that right?
All right.
Your name?
Keep going.
We are glad to be on this call today with you. And we're...
Amen. Anything else?
You're getting shy on you, Sister G.
That's okay. That's all right. That's all right. They're learning. Well, we thank God for you, Obadiah and Mandela. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Obadiah and Mandela. We thank you that they are strong and mighty in you, O God.
We thank you, Lord God, that the word is written on the tables of their heart, and they are coming closer. They're having a closer relationship with you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for their family, Father, their mother, all their whole family, Lord. Draw them all closer to you, their sister, their brothers, oh God. And we thank you for the call of God upon their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen. Father,
amen.
We thank you so much, Lord God, for the children that you have birthed into this world. Father, you love the children, and you have great plans for their lives. And, Lord, many children have been placed in orphanages, or they've been placed in homes where maybe because their mother or their father could not take care of them, or maybe, God forbid, a parent may have passed away, oh God. We don't know why they're in an orphanage, oh God. And many children are in the process of being adopted. Those children that I know that are being in the process of being adopted, I thank you, Lord God. I rebuke a spirit of rejection, that they would not feel rejected, oh God, but they would know that they are loved by you and they are loved by their family. They are loved, oh God, greatly in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for our children that we pray for weekly, Chloe, Zoe, Revere, Devin, and Carmelio. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for their families who love them so much. I thank you for an abundant supply for their families, Father. Their parents, Lord, give their parents, oh God, strategies on how to take care of them. Give their parents rest, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that baby Chloe's mother is on with us right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for her growing by leaps and bounds. She's 3 going on 4 now, and we are so grateful for the years, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, for all the children throughout the world. And, Lord, many children are alone. They have nowhere to go, especially in Israel and Ukraine where the war is taking place. Oh, God, find suitable parents for them, godly parents that can take them out of the orphanage and adopt them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray for those who are in orphanages that are caretakers, that are taking care of the children, that they would be sensitive to the needs of the children, that they would not be overwhelmed by so many children, Lord. But I thank you, Father God, for even caretakers, for those who are running about on the streets. Maybe their parents were in war or they were separated, oh God. So we cover them with the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for removing fear for them. But I thank you that parents in America would teach their children strategies. So if they get separated, they will have a plan as to what to do. Their child would say, okay, remember, Daddy, remember Mama told us, if we get separated, this is what we're to do. So I thank you that there will be plans. So in case parents are separated from their children, even if they're walking in the mall or they're at church and something occurs that they have to be separated, I thank you for a plan for every family where the children would know exactly what to do. They won't panic. They'll say, remember, we got to do 1. Now we got to do 2. And here's where the food is. Here's where the water is kept. And this is the place we're to go. And they will go there in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Miss Michelin, can you unmute? Are you? If you're busy, we understand. Yes, baby Chloe in her care. Sometimes baby Chloe is making noise, but we want to hear her make some noise today. All right, Sister Vivian, it's back on you.
Oh, thanks, God. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, there she is.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, baby Chloe, how are you?
Yeah.
Chloe?
Yeah, huh?
She likes to still like that loud.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah.
We love you. We love you. Yes, we love you, Chloe. We've been, Chloe's been with us 5 months old. Hi, Chloe.
It's so
yeah, cool. We love you.
Yeah.
Thank you, right. Sister Jean. She's grabbing my phone.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mother. We appreciate hearing her. We noticed since she was 5 months, and we just love the children. Thank you so much. All right. Back on you.
Praise God. Father God, I'm bringing the children before you because I hear that there's an outbreak of measles. And Father God, we curse that spirit that's trying to come up on the children to infect them with this measles outbreak. Father God, those that have been, oh God, infected, I pray their healing. And Father, I pray against any other, oh God, that tries to come against our children. The enemy is a liar. And we take authority over him in the name of Jesus that he will not torment our children with measles and any other disease as Apostle has named in the hospital. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, oh God, whatever this measles is coming from, we send it back in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we apply the blood of Jesus over every child, oh God, that has been affected with measles in the name of Jesus, Lord God. The blood, oh God, over every part of their body, heal them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Hallelujah, praise God, that, oh Father God, they will not wrestle with this thing, oh God, because they are healed. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Apostle Jones, pray for children that are longing to see their parent. The parent has given them up for adoption and they've been adopted. So those children always want to know what their parent was like, what they look like. So pray for those that are longing to know what their parent looked like.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our children to you. And on this afternoon, we specifically want to lift up the kids who have been separated from their parents, who miss their parents, who are longing to know their biological parents. Father, it's a loving thing. It's a caring thing for the children to be adopted, to have adopted parents, oh God. But when it's all said and done, the children really want to know their biological parents. So, Father, we pray. We pray some way, somehow, only you know, because you know all things. You know the beginning, the end before the beginning, and you are the...
He got dropped off, Sister Vivian.
Okay.
Call dropped.
Brother Jones, pray against that murdering spirit that's going through our land, that it will cease.
What, the murdering spirit and what else?
Yes, that murdering spirit. Pray against it.
Okay, and Father, right now in Jesus' name, Father, hallelujah, we just come up against right now, Lord God, that the murdering spirit right now and that thing that's coming through drive-bys and untimely deaths, Lord God, even suicides and right now, Lord God, that's coming from revenge and backlashing and retaliation right now, Lord God, and those things right now, Lord God, even every mind control right now, Lord God, and the thing that Lord God, that's so easily beset them right now, Lord God. We, the blood of Jesus against it right now. And Lord God, and I just thank you right now, Lord God, that you was allowing the youth right now, Lord God, from the youngest to the eldest to be set free in their way of thinking. Lord, that we just pray right now, Lord God, that there will be a turnaround and a breakthrough right now, Lord God. We just pray right now, Lord God, for the right resources, the right rehabilitation right now, that you will place right now, Lord God, the right parents right now, Lord God, the spiritual parents and adults in their lives right now, Lord God, to be an example right now, Lord God. Allow each one to be teachable right now, like never before. It is in the name of Jesus right now. But I ask right now by faith that you would move who you need to move out of the way and place who you need to place in a way, that you will get all the honor, praise, and the glory. But, Lord, I just thank you right now, Lord God, for a greater stirring in their belly. Father, allow them, Lord God, and teach them how to make right and conscious decisions right now, Lord God. And, Lord God, that you would order their steps. And I ask right now by faith that you would be a lamp to their feet and a light to their path. And, Father, we just come up against all every spirit of bullying right now, Lord God. And that thing right now, Lord God, they will try to get in the way, Lord God. They will try to stunt their growth. The blood of Jesus against it right now. And, Father, hallelujah, even, Lord God, every pharmakia spirit right now, Lord God. And, Father, that thing right now, Lord God, that's, Lord God, that even every gateway right now, Lord God, they would try to enter in. I just pray that that door is being closed and shut, and every key has been totally annihilated, Lord God. They will never be able to enter in like never before ever again in their lives. So, Lord, I just pray right now, Lord God, for healing right now, Lord God, even in their spirit right now, Lord God. But, Father, they will have a greater and a closer relationship with you and your word right now, Lord God. But, Father, I just pray right now, Lord God, even those right now, Lord God, that's coming up against them right now, Lord God, they're even speaking, Lord God, death right now, Lord God, and hurt and harm and danger toward them. Father, allow the tongues to cleave to the top of the palate. It shall not be established in the earth. But, Lord, I thank you right now that they will be prosperous right now, Lord God, and be able to move forward, Lord God, as they go in and on their journeys right now, Lord God, to and fro, even on the hedges and the highways right now, Lord God, that they will be blessed of the Lord. And I thank you right now for the victory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right. Sister G, pray for the salvation of our children.
Okay, we have Sister Marcia Thomas on with us. So if you want to give her a prayer target as well, I'll go ahead and pray for the salvation of the children, and Sister Marcia Thomas can pray after me. Father, we just call upon your mighty name, your holy name. Father, you came to earth. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came to earth, that salvation will come to each one of us, every one of your creation, oh God. And you said, allow the children to come to you. Don't stop them. So, Father, we are praying for salvation for our children at an early age, and they will have great peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the peace that passes all understanding, that when children would say, I don't care if they're 3 years old, if they're five, if they say, Mama, Daddy, I want to be saved. Because there are many children who have testimonies where their parents say, oh, no, you're too young. You can't be saved now. But I thank you that we will not stop the children from salvation, no matter what age they want to be saved, because sometimes parents regret it later that they didn't let them be saved when they said so. And so the children grew, you know, so they didn't want to be saved. But I thank you that every child will have the opportunity for the salvation call. And I thank you, Father, that pastors and parents will be sensitive to their children and talk to them about the love that you have for them, Father God, and how you want them to be saved at an early age so they can have great peace, they can have good lives. We pray a hedge of protection around the children. We rebuke the enemy who would try to distract them from salvation, who would tell the parents or them that they're too young. They shall be saved at whatever age you're calling them to be saved. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Sister Marcia Thomas, can you pray for our young people will get a job and not just hang around and be slowful? Pray against that slowful spirit in them, that they have a mind to go to work.
Hold on 1 second, Sister Marcia. Hold on. Okay. You okay now, Sister Marcia? Go ahead.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for our children, because you told us in Psalms 127 that little children are a heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. And we know, Father God, you tell us to train up a child in the way he should go, that he won't depart from his training. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are asking you to set God-fearing parents in the homes of our children. Because, Father, that slothful spirit can fall not only on the children but on the adults as well. But if we lead them and guide them to the Lord, we know, Father God, that slothfulness won't be up in them. We bind it in the mighty name of Jesus by the precious blood of Jesus, because we know, Father God, we got to work out our soul salvation. And Father God, give them the mindset, the zeal, and the drive to want to do the work of him while it's day. Because when night comes, no man can work. Father, we just thank you because you have lifted up that slothfulness, that heaviness, because that's a burden that came to bind the children, to give them, Father God, a lazy, they're wiser and yet lazier in this generation. But we know, Father God, that you're going to stir up the gift that's in these children so that they may want to work, may have the desire to want to run on and tell that they may get up and go and be on fire for the Lord. Because, Father God, if they're slowful in their bringing, they'll be slowful in life. But we know you come that they might have life and life more abundantly. So we thank you for it, Father God, because they're going to be the head and not the tail. They're going to be above and not beneath. They're going to be the loner and not the borrower. Because we know, Father God, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And we thank you, Father, for the children, because they are our heritage. They are the ones that are going to pick up the mantle that we have left behind. So the question is, what are we leaving for them to go on and run on and tell others about Jesus in the name of Jesus? So we see them prosperous. We see them healed. We see them delivered. We see them, Father God, not being bored, because that's a word that a lot of them are using today. So we know, Father God, we got to show them that we're on fire for the Lord so that they may catch on fire and run on and not be slow. For in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, I am praying, oh God, for the children, oh Father God, that, oh God, don't have love in the home. Praying, oh God, Father God, for the love to come back into the home where the father will show love to his wife and the wife to the husband and the children. And God, they are praying together. Hallelujah. We praying for a praying home, God, praying homes all across the land, God. Father God, that, oh, Father, they'll learn to come back and kneel together. God, the love has left. The prayer has left. The company of the children, oh God, into one room have left. God, I remember we used to come together, oh God, and pray, and children would pray for their families, oh God. What I'm praying, oh God, oh Father God, that, oh God, the Spirit of the Lord will catch on to families, oh God, where they will desire and call their children together, God. Let them not be ashamed, oh God, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Father God, that they will call upon you and they will tell their children, oh God, this is the way to go, God, and this is the way my home is going to go. And I used to hear my mother say, this is the way this home is going to go. And Father God, now let the children know, God, Father God, who is in control, oh God, who, oh God, leads and guides, oh God, that the children are not supposed to run the home, but the parent is. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, oh God, that the love will develop in the home, being like never before. And Lord, it'll stop a lot of this malice and evil and stuff that's going on if we have love, teach love in our children's hearts, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, Father, hi, yes, say yes, God. Oh, God, that the children will experience in their hearts then. Oh, God, because it's got to be a hard thing. Hallelujah, praise God. Oh, God, love will develop in these hearts, oh God, and oh God, they'll grow up, oh God, with the ammunition of the Lord in their hearts, and they'll be happy, they'll be joyous, they won't be going around looking sad, God, head hanging down, God, but holding it up, oh God, rejoicing with gladness, oh God, they'll come out of a home, oh God, that prayerful home for me and my house will serve the Lord. Praise God. Father, I thank you. Thank you that it's done. Thank you for every home. Oh, God, seen and unseen, because I can't see in everyone, but you can. your eyes so big you can look down, God. And the Spirit of the Lord move in each parent. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Look, Apostle Jones, can you pray for our children to be more respectable to people in their home and in the streets, that they have a, they respect elderly people. Amen. I'm back.
Yes, I'm back. She kind of broke up just a little bit. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Let us. And you did say their attitudes, right?
Yeah, that they respect, be more respectable.
Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our young people, for our children, God, who are coming up in this environment and this season, Father, where children are exceedingly disobedient to parents. And we know, Father, that the words say that they would be. But for those of us that are children of the Most High God in particular, we command these spirits to stay off of our children because we have the authority to keep it off of them. And so, Father, I pray for every family that's represented on this call today, to families around the world that love the Lord and are experiencing this environment where their kids are not being respectful. Oh, Father, we speak a word over that situation. We command those demonic forces to release themselves from our babies so that they would be respectful, that they would honor their parents, oh God, and that they would even receive the knowledge and the wisdom to know that that has to do with their longevity. And Father, being obedient to parents and respectful will open the door for long life on their behalf. So, Father, we thank you now that even as we cry out to heaven on behalf of our children, that the spirit of obedience and the spirit of respect would rest upon our children. And Father, we ask it all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And bless God.
Amen.
Amen. Brother James, pray for this children behind prison walls.
Mm-hmm. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we just lift up, Lord God, all those that's been imprisoned, Lord God, that's in any type of facilities, and Lord God, and those right now, Lord God, that's even in prison and in jail, and their way of thinking right now, Lord, cause a release and a relief in every area of their life. I ask right now, Lord God, that you would even touch the prosecutor, touch the lawyers, even the judge right now, as those that's coming up now, they have upcoming cases right now, Lord God, that you would show favor on their behalf right now, Lord God. I just pray for, Lord God, not only a natural but a spiritual rehabilitation, Father, even in their way of thinking right now, Lord God, and Father, that the things that they put their hands to do, they'll do it unto you with a spirit of excellency right now, Lord God, and I just pray that their records will be sealed in the Holy Ghost, and Father, that you would even cause a way of escape right now, Lord God. We lift up, and we just pray, Lord God, into every halfway house right now, Lord God, and those every returning citizen right now, Lord God. We will not forget about them. But, Lord, as we lift it up to you right now, Lord God, that allow doors to be opened that no man can shut. Father, we know that, Lord, that if people that the man look up on the outward appearance, but, Lord, you would look upon the heart of your people, Lord God, that they will have, Lord God, a made-up mind to serve you right now, Lord God. But they will not return back to their own vomit right now, Lord God, but they will move forward on the things of you. I just pray right now, Lord God, that you would give them tunnel vision right now, Lord God, even those right now, Lord God, that's been taken advantage of right now, Lord God, those that's been wrongfully accused right now, those that's, Lord God, that's even been raped and molested in those places right now, Lord God. But, Father, I just pray for restoration right now, Lord God. But, Father, allow them to be mindful, Lord God, that you are still in control, even in the midst of everything that's going on, Lord God, but there is a greater in every area of their life. So I just pray right now, Lord God, as I lift them up to you right now, Lord God, that you'll renew their strength day by day. And, Father, with Lord God, I just pray right now, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that they cast not therefore away their confidence, but, Lord, that it would continue right now, Lord God, they're looking to the hills which come in their help. So, Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, for the turnaround. I thank you for the breakthrough. Father, we just speak now faith, Lord God, as Hebrews 11 and 1, that there will be a now that's being released in every area of their life, Lord God, that they will not be the same. So, Father, hallelujah, we thank you right now for greater in every area of their life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sister G, pray for the slow learners in school that it seems as though they're having a problem trying to get their grades up to get out of school for this ending year. So pray for those that are having problems in their grade average.
Okay, and right after I pray, Apostle Jones, I have two requests. If you could make the announcement about the convocation. And we have three brothers on today. I'm praising God for them. We have Brother Robert McMillan, Brother James, and you. I'm asking for an increase of men on the prayer line to come pray for the children and thanking God for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. Vivian, give me that request one more time for me, please.
Pray for the children that are slow learners, that they are having problems getting out of getting their grade average together to get out of school this year.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the children. You love every child. And, Lord, every child learns at a different rate. No two children learn at the same rate. No two children have the same ability level. But, Father, our children are having a problem getting brain food. They are not being fed the food that they need to feed their brains so that they can get the nourishment so that they can learn and be alert and pay attention. Father, our children need food that will nourish their brain and every part of their body, from the brain to every cell in their body. We pray healthy meals. We thank you that mothers will begin to put aprons on like our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers did. And they'll go in the kitchen and they'll, you know, put love as they cook the food, as they begin to fix healthy meals for the children. They won't just give them a piece of bread and say, here, go to school. And I thank you that the schools will feed the children healthy foods as well, so they'll get brain food again. They'll begin to feed them, you know, chicken and red beans and rice and, you know, cabbage and greens and beans and potatoes and all kinds of meat and fruit like Daniel ate, like Meshach and Abednego, nuts and seeds and things that's going to give them brain food. Lord, most children are not really slow, but they're not getting the nourishment from what I've studied that they need to their brain. So, Father, we thank you that teachers will be put on alert in the name of Jesus. Sometimes I used to bring a snack for the children so they could have some brain food to stay alert during the class period. So, Father, we thank you, Father God, for our children getting the food that's going to give them the brain food they need so that they are able to focus, they're able to pay attention, they're able to get top grades on every test that they have to take. And we are so grateful, Father, for you touching the parents when they're in the grocery store, telling them buy bananas, buy apples, buy pineapples, buy cherries, buy blueberries, buy strawberries, buy fruit, buy vegetables, greens, and all kinds of nuts and seeds, pumpkin seeds and walnuts and fruit and pecans and all kinds of vegetables that the children will eat, cauliflower and kale and cabbage and spinach and lettuce and tomatoes and celery and carrots. Father, we agree with your plan for our children. Let it come forth to the parents. Let it come forth in the schools again in the mighty name of Jesus. Our children will graduate on time. That slow learning spirit, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sister Marcia.
I'm sorry, I asked Apostle to come on next and pray. Apostle, are you there?
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I asked Apostle Jones if he would get the
yes.
announcement for the convocation and the pray for the three.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, give me those three names again. I know you mentioned three names.
Brother
James, Brother
James, Brother Robert McMillan, and you.
Amen. Okay. All right. Well, let me remind you that the Greater Kingdom Holy Convocation is coming up April 5th, 6th, and 7th, 2024 in the beautiful city of Kenner, Louisiana by the New Orleans International Airport. And we solicit the prayers of all the saints that God would not just make this another meeting, but that he would manifest himself in a mighty way. And we do expect God to move in a special way. And with that in mind, I want to pray for Brother James, Brother Robin, and myself and other men. Amen. That's been a burden on my heart, that God would send men, amen, to the ministry, because he has made men the priests of their house. And priests are missing in action. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the men, oh Lord, even men of God, saved men who are slowful in their walk with you and their participation. Some of these are gifted men of God, men that know you and know how to pray and what to do. And yet the enemy has allowed that spirit of slothfulness to be upon them. But we pray, God, that the fire of the Holy Ghost would fall upon them and that a conviction would hit them, oh God, that you would send other strong men. You say, let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. So I pray, God, that you would use the brothers that are on this call, Brother Robert, Brother James, myself, to invoke your presence into other men, that they would wake up and recognize that this season that we're in, we need manpower. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So, Father, we command the Spirit of the Holy Ghost to be upon the men of God in a way that they've never experienced before, that you would light a fire inside of them like Jeremiah experienced. He said it felt like fire shut up in my bones. Light a fire over the men of God and in the men of God, that they would come forth. Father, we declare and decree this to be done. We release it into the atmosphere all over this land. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Okay, Vivian.
All right, Sister Marcia. Did Brother Robert want to pray?
No, he doesn't. He's always wanted to be a silent talker. Wait, hold on
okay.
One second. Let me. Usually he listens every week. Hello, Brother McMillan. How are you today? He may be on mute, so.
Okay.
He doesn't. Brother McMillan, are you there? He's there,
yeah,
but
I'm
he's
here.
Not saying. Oh, okay. Okay. Hold on. All right. Hold on.
Hello.
How you doing today, McMillan?
I'm good.
Did you want to say anything?
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Glad to join y'all. And thank you all for all that.
Well, we thank God for bringing you on every week. He faithfully comes on. So we thank God for you, Brother McMillan. And back on you, Vivian.
All right, Sister Marcia, pray against the spirit of suicide in our young people.
Hold on. Okay, are you there, Sister Marcia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
We can hear you.
Okay. Brother. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that the enemy have been using the weapon of suicide to slay our children. And we know, Father God, you say, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And they have to learn, we have to teach them to learn to cast down all imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against God and bring it into captivity, that they would be ready to run and have this mind of Christ. Because we know, Father, in these last and evil days, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you come, Father, that we might have life and life more abundantly. So we praying, Father God, that our children be in the atmosphere of love, of peace, of sound mind, of sound doctrine. Because, Father God, the Word of God is the only thing that can cast down these evil thoughts and imaginations that are running through the minds of our children. Lord, let them run with joy and peace and happiness. Because, Father God, if their mind is troubled, if they're laden on every hand, then that suicide spirit will be in their mind telling them, kill yourself, destroy yourself. And we come, Lord God, that they won't turn to drugs, alcohol, or the things of this world, but that they may lean and depend on you, Father God. Teach them, Father God, where we can teach them the way that they should go. And if we're filling them with the Word of God and they're being filled with the Holy Spirit, that, Lord, then that suicide spirit has to die. We slay it in the mighty name of Jesus. We cover it with the blood of Jesus, and we know that we will be, Lord God, help them to be all that they can be in Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen, and thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, I'm praying for those children, oh God, that have been taken into captivity, into slavery, into places where unknown, where they, I was listening on the news the other day, so many is taken a day and so many have been taken over a year. Oh, God, children been taken out of our midst. We don't know where they are, God, but you know. And I pray that that evil spirit right now will loose them in the name of Jesus and let them go free. Oh, Father God, Father, wherever they may be, God, whether they are in this city, in this state, in this country, or out of this country, God, we are calling them, oh, God, by name, because you know them by name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know each child, oh, God, that's been taken, boy or girl, God. And, oh, God, wherever they place, we pray that they are not being, oh, God, mutilized and treated harshly, God. Oh, Father, in the name of that you're keeping them by your power. Yes, Lord. And God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're praying, oh, God, Father God, that these children, oh, God, oh, Father God, oh, God, is not being fearful and scared, but God, they just living each day according to what they have, oh God, that you give them, because they didn't have it. You give them each day, oh God, to live, oh God, a life until they can be found, oh God. We pray that they are not going hungry. We pray that they are not being beaten, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. God, because the power of the Holy Ghost is keeping them as we lift them up before you. We thank you for everyone, oh, God, that have prayed for a child today, God. Lord God, that the prayers of the saints be heard. Praise God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, oh, God, for every child, oh, God, far and near, oh, God. Father God, that you hear the cry, oh, Father God. And those children are glad, oh, God, that somebody prayed for them, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Thank you now, God. Thank you, oh, God, for everyone that has come on. Thank you, oh, God, that you, oh, God, allowed them to spew out a word that you have given them, oh, God, oh, God, to call unto you for the children. And Lord, we so grateful and give you all the praise, because it rightfully belongs to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I got one more thing I need to pray for, Sister Vivian. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke a spirit of cell phone addictions. Most parents are so addicted to the cell phone that they are not addicted to paying attention to their children. They are on the cell phone in the car. We rebuke that spirit. Not talking to their children. They're not interacting with their children. And even in the shopping centers, in the grocery store, their children are wandering around, and they are subject to be kidnapped or snatched. But, Father, we thank you for a generation of fathers and mothers that will put the phone on mute. They will turn them off if they have to while their children are with them. They will pay more attention to their children than they do to their cell phone. We think that they will hold conversations with their children. Their children won't be in one room and they're in another room. They won't be, fussing at their children. Can't you see I'm on the call? Can't you see I'm talking? No, we rebuke that spirit. I think that parents will begin to pay close attention to their children. They will go in the room with their children and play games with their children. They will talk to their children. How was school today? All right. No, no. That's an unacceptable answer. What did you do today? What did you have for lunch? Every day they will inquire. They will show loving care to their children again. They will not be addicted to a cell phone or a home phone or any phone, but they will be addicted to their children with love, tender, loving care again. We call it forth like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we are so grateful to you. I thank God for you all coming on the line, taking time to pray for the children of the world, because our children need tender, loving care. Many of them are not getting it at home. Some of them come to my house in dark looking for food. So I thank God I can feed them. But their parents' responsibility is to feed, clothe their children. So we are constantly praying for parents to take on their responsibilities again. I know some of our teenage parents, but they still have to take responsibility. We have to allow them to take care of their own children and teach them. Older women, older men, we have to teach them how to take care of their babies, how to, you know, love them, how to cook for them, how to, you know, train them up. So I thank you all for coming on. I thank God for each of you. I love you all so much. God loves you more. We look forward to seeing you all every Tuesday. God bless you all. Love you.
Love you all. Love you. And take care.
Love you all, too.
Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Oh, God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour out your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as Mr. Sacrifice. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice.